Shamez Tabriz, also known as Shams, was born around 1184 Common Era in Iran. Shamez Tabriz was Maulana Rumi's spiritual teacher and a great Sufi master. At an early age, he was God intoxicated and on a quest for spiritual attainments. Shams did not fit in or feel accepted by the human society. His parents did not understand his drive for spiritual attainments and wanting deep connection with the divine. Many people can relate to this with their parents not understanding their spiritual quest for spiritual attainments. Shams' famous spiritual student, Rumi, was recorded as saying that there was not a match to Shams' spiritual knowledge and abilities. Shams knew the science of alchemy, mathematics, theology, astrology, Arabic law, and had attained self and God realization. He was a spiritual superpower. Rumi met Shamez Tabriz and knew right away this was the Sufi master that was needed in his life. Shamez Tabriz makes it very clear that he is a mystic to Rumi and teaches beyond all religious barriers. Mystics teach surrender, receptivity, and higher attainments. Shams was an Islamic scholar. He had law students and spiritual students. When Shams felt the time was right, he took a trip to Konya to see Maulana Rumi. His mission was for Rumi to eventually have direct experience of self-realization and God-realization attainments. Shamez Tabriz waited for 16 years to come into Rumi's life. It did not take that long to receive these spiritual attainments, yet Shamez made it his mission to transform Rumi. Shams dropped everything and stayed with Rumi in his home with Rumi's family, became close friends, and continued to teach Rumi the spiritual truths of mysticism. Rumi was a scholar in his own right, taught law, Sufi classes, and was a prominent figure in his community. Rumi lost himself with Shamez Tabriz, for he quickly knew that Shams was a spiritual master and a powerhouse of spiritual wisdoms and attainments. Shams poured his whole life into teaching Rumi and was a dedicated spiritual student. Shams was the brilliant light in Rumi's life, and Rumi felt that source incarnated and was in human form of Shamez Tabriz. When one meets a spiritual superstar, they quickly realize the wisdoms are available when a student with a highly evolved spiritual mystic teacher. Shams was not perfect by no means. He was known to could be gruff sometimes, for Shams could get impatient with arrogant students and was highly spiritually driven. It was all or nothing when it came to living a spiritual life, learning spiritual wisdoms, and total saturation of mysticism. Rumi loved all the mystical teachings and lost interest in everything else. Rumi's family and students became jealous of Shamez Tabriz getting all of Rumi's attention. This caused turmoil and did not end well for Shamez Tabriz, Rumi's spiritual teacher, who it has been speculated that Shamez Tabriz was murdered, and it was documented that Shamez Tabriz's wife was murdered. Rumi was devastated when Shamez Tabriz was gone. Rumi was never the same and went inward, for his heart was broken, as seen in his poetry that he wrote about his spiritual teacher and dear friend. Shamez Tabriz taught at the highest spiritual level, which is at the God-realized level. Shams reminds us that absolute wisdom exists within, not outside, and that one has the ability to see source directly within themselves rather than the outer reality. Shamez Tabriz sought the divine from a young age and spent all his time with spiritual teachers. Then later in his life, he asked the divine for a spiritual friend who was a special, highly evolved soul, and Rumi was chosen. It took some time for Rumi to be high enough vibrationally to be at a level of a saint before Shamez Tabriz could be his friend, for Rumi was not ready for the mystic and his high level teachings. Rumi had been waiting for a great mystic teacher, which was Shamez Tabriz, to come into his life. Rumi was requesting a high level spiritual teacher, and Shamez Tabriz was requesting from the divine a high enough student and friend. Timing came into play, and then after 16 years, when Rumi finally had the receptivity to be open to the mystical teachings, then Shamez Tabriz was told in a dream to then enter into Rumi's life. If it was any time before, Rumi would not have been able to comprehend these mystical secrets. Even Maulana Rumi, who was highly educated, highly respected, and had lots of spiritual students himself, came to realize and desired the priceless companionship of a mystic saint. After 16 years of Shamez Tabriz waiting, he traveled to where Rumi lived in the town of Konya in Turkey and met Rumi, and that is where there was an instant deep spiritual connection once they started talking to each other. When one meets a mystic that teaches from the God-realized level, a deep seeker of spiritual truths can't stay away. I will close with some words of the mystic wisdoms from Shamez Tabriz. Yes, even though one moment is a short time, yet a moment spent with God is an eternal moment. If you have seen me and know me, then why do you remember unhappiness? And if you are happy, then how have you become involved with unhappiness? If you are with me, then how can you be with yourself? And if you are my friend, then how can you be your own friend? Many years pass, and then suddenly there is a friend in whose company you feel joy and comfort. I hope you have enjoyed learning about Shamez Tabriz.